pass rates at the competition among the schools was great.
It all depends upon the individual student. When they go to tournaments at other colleges, a great deal. And if the student cares to become competitive, they can. If they find themselves motivated by competition, that's great. However, we're not requiring that. We're simply interested in students who are interested in increasing, again, as I said, their communicative abilities.
Reynolds said that the students involved in Cal Poly debate are very enthusiastic. I asked him if he thought their enthusiasm compared to other types of student competition like basketball and football. Reynolds said there's not a lot of rooting and cheering, but yes, they get involved. Reynolds explained that most students' attitude to join the debate team was to drop by the speech office or come to room 215 in the computer science building at 7 o'clock on Tuesday or Thursday nights. He explained that students could get 1 to 2 units of credit by enrolling in speech 250 or 350. I asked Reynolds how the Cal Poly debate team had done so far this year. He said, well, we're a building program. It'll explode next year. Cal Poly debate sounds like something a lot of students could enjoy and use. This is Ray Matthew reporting for 91 News.
A public affairs presentation of KCPR, San Luis Obispo, the San Luis Center.
When it rains in California, remember that our summers are often hot and dry. Remember that California survives on the water it saves, on water stored in reservoirs and groundwater basins. And remember, the California Department of Water Resources wants you to save water, all you want. Save every last drop. It saves energy, too.
Out of the 91 News file. From A to Z, under
Everyone's Doing It. Men and women over 65 are getting married or remarried in increasing numbers and find that as a result, life is more interesting, more varied, and more rewarding. Recent statistics indicate that in a single year, more than 16,000 brides and 33,000 grooms were 65 years of age or older. Barbara Finnick, research associate in Boston University's Sociology Department, interviewed a number of these couples to find out how they met and why they married. Most of the couples had been introduced to each other through friends or relatives and were married within a year. Although companionship was, not surprisingly, the main reason they gave for marrying, most of the older men and women had to overcome the objections or concerns of children and friends. More than 90% of these couples described themselves as satisfied with their marriages. One woman said, "We're like a couple of kids. We fool around. We have fun. We go to dances and socialize a lot with our friends. We enjoy life together. When you're with someone, you're happy." From A to Z under Everybody's Doing It.
This is 91 News, all day, from KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Tim Tomastic is at the editor's desk. Randy Shearer is engineering. I'm Heather Levins. Headlining local and campus events this hour, the TASAC Testing Center is sponsoring a testing session today. The unrest in Iran has adversely affected two Iranian students who attend Cal Poly. We have a special report on the San Simeon drug bust of a year ago, and we continue with our series on the candidates running for San Luis Obispo City Council. We'll examine all the local happenings in a moment as 91 News continues.
Most of us are guilty of doing something really bad. Frequently afterwards, we think to ourselves, how could I have done that? I've got more sense than that. More than likely, we were just not thinking of the project at hand, daydreaming, or were distracted by people around us. But having our minds on something else while working with an electrical appliance or tool could result in more than just regret. It could end in an accident involving bodily injury. Underwriters Laboratory, nonprofit organization that has tested products for public safety since 1894, reminds everyone to concentrate on their project at hand while using electrical tools and appliances. Even before beginning a job, remember to read the manufacturer's instructions on the use and limitation. It only takes a few moments before and care and attention during the use some of the tools to help prevent a needless accident. This public service message on behalf of Underwriters Laboratories and KCBR.
91 News Time is 11 o'clock. About $1.6 million from various state fees and taxes were allocated to St. Louis Obispo County, city, and school districts this month. The allocations were divided into revenues coming from state and sales and fees use, combined highway tax and motor vehicle license fees, and fees collected from trailer coach monies. Of the $1.6 million allocated, $507,000 were returned to San Luis Obispo County. The San Simeon 16 are back in the news. Correspondent Kevin Riggs has that story.
No defense motions were filed in last week's deadline in the case of 16 men arrested in November 1976 for allegedly smuggling more than $50 million worth of plastic marijuana ashore near San Simeon. The drug smuggling case, one of the largest in California history, was revived by a grand jury last April, more than a year after the original charges were thrown out because of suspected illegal evidence gathering on the part of investigators. The grand jury indictment was refiled as a complaint in January by Deputy DA Mark Weldon. The district attorney's office now has until March 22nd to file any motions. A preliminary hearing for the 16 suspects is scheduled for April 2nd. Both Weldon and a state deputy attorney general are working on the case. This is Kevin Riggs reporting for 91 News.
Basic informative publications about solar energy are now available for consumers, manufacturers, and installers of solar energy equipment from the State Department of Consumer Affairs. One publication, Consumer Guidelines for Buying Solar Energy Systems, emphasizes the possibilities, challenges, and limitations of solar energy. Another publication, Solar Advertising Guidelines, was produced to help industry members use advertising effectively and to avoid problems. New publications are available from the Department of Consumer Affairs Solar Installation Unit, 1020 N Street, Sacramento, California, 95151, or call the toll-free number 952-5576. TSAC's testing is testing sponsoring a testing session today. Chancellor, get one dump key
has sent a directive to the UC campuses stating that the students may remain in school for the time being, despite the debts. Paul Hutchinson, former senior botanist at the University of California's Botanical Gardens, will speak at tomorrow's meeting of the Pi Alpha Psi, the honorary fraternity for Cal Poly's ornamental horticulture students. Hutchinson has also explored vegetation in South America and South Africa. Will speak at 7:30 in the evening in room 286 of the Fisher Science Building. The public is invited. ASI Films Committee will offer two films this week in Cal Poly. The Rescuers will be shown Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock and 9:15, and High Anxiety will be shown Friday evening at 7 o'clock and 9:15. Both films will be shown in Chumash Auditorium for the price of $1. Temperatures are continuing to rise throughout most of San Luis Obispo County today. Currently, the temperatures are for Paso Robles, 41, Atascadero, Royal Grande, 57, Santa Maria, 59, and in San Luis Obispo, it's 56. We'll return with more news when 91 News continues.
El building donde yo estoy viviendo.
The building we didn't have any utilities. We thought we would have to move out, but we decided to join together to do something.
With help from adopted. Funded by the Campaign for Human Development. These New York neighbors now own and manage their apartment building themselves.
It has been a big change. It seems like a dream. Now it looks like new to me.
Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
Police in Sweden report a Soviet airliner en route from Norway to Moscow was hijacked today just before it landed in Stockholm. Police report the two hijackers say they are armed bomb and are demanding political asylum in Sweden. China is calling on Vietnam to negotiate an end to their border war. Vice President Deng says the war will not last a long time and said the Peking does not want to occupy any Vietnamese territory, but the fighting raged in five Vietnamese provinces today. Vietnam says it has killed or wounded more than 19,350 Chinese troops. China says it has killed or wounded more than 17,000 Vietnamese soldiers and captured several thousand more. That deadly virus called the dark disease has been plaguing Naples, Italy area for the last year claimed its 71st infant victim today, an 8-month-old girl. We'll take a look at all the national news at 12 minutes after the hour.
Student Community Services evolves around six volunteer programs encouraging students to become involved with children, mentally handicapped, and senior citizens. Secretary of SCS, Harriet Clendenin, says although the organization cannot offer money or class clothes, they appeal to students via altruism or career-related experience.
What do they appeal to volunteers? First, through their satisfaction in doing something for other people. We like to think that college students have unselfish motives. We also interest volunteers who are looking for ways to further their career opportunities.
Included in the volunteer program are befriending senior citizens and the mentally handicapped, participating in social and interpersonal activities at Atascadero State Hospital, tutoring children and teenagers, and becoming a big brother or sister. Short-term, one-time volunteer projects are also available. This is Kim Nelson reporting for 91 News.
A public affairs presentation of KCPR, San Luis Obispo, the San Luis South.
Make a date, avoid the wait. That's an important reminder for all veterans who visit Veterans Administration outpatient clinics. Increasing numbers of veterans requesting medical treatment make it more imperative than ever to make an appointment as far in advance as possible. Also, if you can't keep an appointment, be sure to let the VA know. Avoid delays in VA waiting rooms. Always make a date. Avoid the wait. And don't be a no-show. Cancel your appointment if you can't keep it. A public service message from KCPR and the Veterans Administration. This winter, your attic may be the warmest part of your house if it isn't insulated. Unfortunately, most of you don't live in your attic, and you can't always afford to keep it insulated. That's where the EOC Energy Program can help.
They've got the crews, insulation, and everything else to weatherize your house, and it's all free. If your family lives on a small, limited income, call the Energy Program at 544-4355 for details about this free service. Call them today. That's 544-4355.
President Carter's plan for a new Mideast peace summit with the leaders of Egypt and Israel collapsed today. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat earlier said that he would send his prime minister to the summit, but he would not attend himself. Now Israel's cabinet has overwhelmingly voted not to send Prime Minister Menachem Begin to the summit. Begin later said he would be willing to meet at any time with Carter to discuss relations between the United States and Israel, but he said it was evident that the past 5 days at the ministerial level, talks at Camp David failed to produce any kind of progress toward a peace agreement. And Egyptian Prime Minister Khalil, after reports he said agreement had been reached, today denied such reports. The Israeli move, turning down the Begin invitation, was not completely unexpected. Cabinet ministers apparently felt that if it seems to have taken White House officials by surprise, then they have delayed any immediate comment. The Israeli cabinet says there's no progress at last week's peace treaty talks at Camp David, and voted today not to send Prime Minister Begin to Camp David this week. President Carter has invited Begin to the U.S. to confer with Egyptian Prime Minister Khalil. A source at the Jerusalem cabinet meeting focused on the Egyptian bargaining position rather than on the absence of President Sadat from the proposed summit. Israeli police report 5 people were hurt, one of them seriously, when a terrorist bomb exploded in Jerusalem market today. Police yesterday reported that they had discovered and defused another terrorist bomb. A White House task force today called for a major federal effort to alert the public to health risks posed by low-level radiation. Such radiation comes from unnecessary medical x-rays, nuclear projects, and weapon tests. In a lengthy series of draft reports, the Interagency Task Force on Ionizing Radiation says new unanswered questions exist about how harmful radiation in low doses can be, noting that if half human exposure comes from the Earth's natural background radiation, the task force says steps must be taken to limit exposure to man-made radiation as much as possible. A quiet discussion of Reno Mayor Bruce Menucci's proposal for consolidation on the governments of Reno, Sparks, and Washoe counties brought an unexpected development yesterday on Reno City Council. Council members began by complaining that the reluctance of Sparks to consider the mayor's plan is a result of Reno's being willing to take more than half its share of the joint services, such as protection and animal control. It led to an unexpected decision by the council to consider dumping its mutual fire protection agreement with Sparks in the March 12th Reno Council meeting. Sparks City Council listened to the whole thing on live radio broadcast of the Reno Council proceedings, with reactions ranging from amazement to laughter. In Reno, the mayor's suggestion that the city seek state legislation clearing the way for consolidation hit the roadblock on a 3-3 tie vote, which meant that no action was taken. Councilman Ed Hoax, who's absent, is the tie-breaking vote. Alcohol abuse continues to be a problem among people of all ages. Greg Santos of the California Medical Association has that feature.
Rats, he said, let's have another drink. And by golly, rats do drink.
Just before we feed them each day, they have this cocktail hour where they drink alcohol and not very much water. And just before they go to bed each night, I give them another period of alcohol.
That's Dr. Gaylord Ellison of UCLA School of Medicine. He says the reason some laboratory rats drink is the same reason some people drink, anxiety and stress.
Some of the animals gradually drink more and more alcohol, and some of them end up teetotalers. What I'm hoping to pursue now is the possibility that the more you make an environment for a rat, like a human environment, the more that rat will show a human-like response to alcohol.
In other words, the rat race drives rats to drink. This is Greg Sanders reporting from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles newspaper reports that a group of well-paid lawyers in the Attorney General's office have refused to pay back $68,000 in accident salary overpayments.
The state contends that money was dispersed in a mix-up that affected about 500 state workers, including janitors and window washers. Los Angeles Times says most of these employments, along with the money back, nearly $250,000 from the state's request. Over 20 attorneys at the California Justice Department say there is no legal justification for requiring them to be back. The Joint Rules Committee is overseeing a $55 million restoration job on the central dome of the state's capital. The committee voted yesterday to postpone for 2 weeks the decision on how the dome should be refinished. The delay is to allow an architect historian time to work with contractors on the dents. There has been debate on whether to repair the existing copper or replace it, and whether the copper should be painted, plated with gold, or left its natural color. The Atlantic Richfield Company in Los Angeles has announced it will cut fuel level supplies to its customers about 95% of normal levels to this time of the year because of the situation in Iran. Effective March 1st, the cut will affect nearly 10,000 gas stations in the West, Northwest, and major cities throughout the nation. The sea in Arizona, three people missing aboard the San Diego sports fishing boat Armistice, has been indefinitely suspended. The U.S. Coast Guard in Long Beach says it has halted its search yesterday after combing more than 300,000 square miles. The Armistice left Sun Harbor yesterday near San Diego, January 2nd. It was reported overdue on the 7th. On board the 45-foot boat were 23-year-old Dennis Vogel and his 21-year-old wife, Debbie, and 23-year-old Gary. It is the second time the Coast Guard has halted the search. Officials initially resumed the scan of the ocean at the request of Mrs. Vogel's mother. An Iowa man is accused of killing three persons during a cross-country trip and is scheduled to take the stand again today. 30-year-old Ronald Landberg has implicated the wrong witness against him in connection with the slayings. Authorities say Landberg tried to arrange for the slaying of the witness, 32-year-old Ann Gifford, before the trial began. 16-year-old Brenda Spencer will enter her plea today in adult court where she faces the trial of the slaying of two men and wounding eight students last January 29th. Ms. Spencer allegedly began a sniper attack on the Cleveland Elementary School across the street from her home and surrendered to police 6 hours later. The Los Angeles Board of Education has voted to cut back the number of students in its mandatory busing program because of the low participation of white students in some schools. The board voted Monday to end the program at 11 schools after nearly 7 hours of debate on proposed changes in the plan. Is pedophile population a problem? 91 News reporter Wayne Jackson discusses the issue in this feature.
We are facing an overpopulation problem in this country that gets worse every year. Pet overpopulation has grown to the point where an average of 15 million dogs and cats are destroyed annually in humane shelters across the country. And though this figure may seem large, it does not include those animals that die in abandoned autos or open fields. The National Humane Society says the cause of this problem relates to intensified sex drives in these pets because of years of selective breeding. Others feel the blame rests on the individual owners for not taking the responsibility of having their pets neutered. San Luis Obispo has a pet overpopulation problem that is unique in cause. Melissa McCormick at the Woods Humane Society in town explains why.
A lot of it has to do with students. You know, they'll get their little pet because they're away from home when they're older. They want a companion or whatever. They get a little pet. And they don't realize that that little puppy or kitty is going to grow up and start having babies, especially females. Now, the males, of course, they're not going to have babies, but if takes two to tango.
At the present time, neutering is the only 100% effective solution to the pet overpopulation problem. There are birth control devices on the market for pets, and even abortions have been tried on some. But both of these methods have a low success rate and sometimes result in the death of the pet. Neutering is a simple operation that can be performed by a vet. Depending on the size of your dog, the average cost for the operation is between $20 and $60. The average cost for cats is around $40. Those owners who feel they cannot afford these prices may take their pets to the closest humane shelter, where the operation will be done at a discount. The National Humane Society and local shelters such as Woods and St. Louis both feel that in order to improve the quality of life for our pets, we must first regulate the quantity. This is Wayne Jackson reporting for 91 News.
a public affairs presentation of KCPR, San Luis Obispo, the San Luis Sound.
Well, my hamsters don't smoke. Are animals smarter than people?
Could be. Fact is, smoke is hazardous to smokers and non-smokers as well. If you don't have a pet, take a tip from your lung association. You can live better without cigarettes. Quitting is tough. Lung illness is tougher. Write to your lung association for free information. They offer this public service message because they care about every breath you take.
Here's an important reminder from the Internal Revenue Service. There's a special credit for the industry that many taxpayers can take this year to reduce their tax bill as much as $375 if single, or $562.50 if married and filing a joint return. If you are age 65 or older, or under 65 but retired under a public retirement system, you may qualify for this tax credit for the year. For more information, check your tax instructions or call the IRS toll-free number listed in your phone directory.
For the fifth time, Cal Poly Wrestlers took the Western Regional title for Division I. Mustangs qualified all 10 wrestlers in South Bend, Indiana, and swept 30 of 34 matches. Mustangs racked up 121 points, more than 80 points ahead of second place Portland State. Nevada Las Vegas placed third in team competition, with Indiana State fourth and the Air Force Academy fifth. Placing first for Cal Poly was Billy Fitzgibbons at 134 pounds, 150-pounder Randy Flory, Scott Heaton at 158, Robert Kitty at 167, Rick Warrell at 177, Joe Davis at 190, and David Jack in the heavyweight division. Mustang Danny Questis at 126 was named wild card representing Cal Poly. Questis finished third in the tournament, the lowest of any Mustang. Ron McKinney registered a second, when pinned by Portland State Mike Matias 7 minutes and 19 seconds into the match. 118-pounder Gary Fisher lost in the finals to Nevada Las Vegas David Suarez 6-1. Cal Poly will now make preparations for the NCAA Nationals in Ames, Iowa, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. Citing a lack of height and very little board strength, Dr. Mary Stowers women's basketball team failed to win Stowers' last home game, dropping this one to Cal State Los Angeles Saturday night, 86-61. Dr. Stowers is retiring from coaching one more time to her teaching duties. Mustang Joyce Berner led Cal Poly in scoring with 17 points. Diablo forward Ruth Smith led all scorers with 18 points. Wolves dropped the season record to 7 wins against 18 losses. Tomorrow, Cal Poly will hit the road to UC Santa Barbara and into a tournament hosted by Azusa Pacific on Thursday. Top-seeded Martina Navratilova sees her first action today at a $200,000 tennis tournament in Dallas. Navratilova, the leading money winner on this year's tour, faces Betsy Nagelson. Second-seeded Chris Everett defeated Wendy Barlow last night and faces Rosie Casals in a second-round match. Butch Waltz says the hard work he's put in on his tennis game is starting to pay off. Guillermo Vilas may be the first to agree. Waltz pulled off the first major upset of the U.S. National Indoor Championships in Memphis, Tennessee last night when he stunned the second-seeded Argentine 7-6, 7-6. Seventh-seeded Roscoe Tanner and ninth-seeded Tim Gullickson were among the seeded players to post victories in last night's first-round action. Freshman forward Fred Roberts of Brigham Young University demonstrated his maturity in a pair of basketball games last week and won Western Athletic Conference Player of the Week honors. Roberts scored 53 points in important victories over Wyoming and Colorado State, helping keep the Cougars atop the WAC standings. He scored 26 points in BYU's 78-73 victory over Wyoming on Thursday night, then came back for 27 points in a 66-61 verdict over CSU on Saturday night. Roberts connected on 16 of 28 shots from the floor for 57% shooting average in the two games, and was 21 of 24 from the line. He also grabbed 14 rebounds and had 4 assists. In the first part of our interview with women's basketball coach Mary Stellard, Dr. Stowers touched upon the effects of Title IX on Cal Poly's women's basketball and in the athletic program in general. The second and final segment of our interview concludes as I talk with Coach Stowers.
The season's over now, and what do you think? What should you do for the rest of the season?
Yeah, we had a lot of high hopes, even though we had a lot of young kids on the team, a few new players, and unfortunately, two or three girls did not make the grades at the end of the fall quarter, which was a first for me, and we lost one of our big girls in the basketball, you lose someone who's 6'3", it's really a dominating force. And that hurt us through the season. I think that, plus if I was looking over the statistics over last week, and if we'd have had just a little bit better luck, a little bit better play in some situations, in some games, we'd have been at 500. So we'd have been way under 500.
What do you think your goal is to improve?
All right, we're a few years away from competing with Kempe at the moment. If we can get a couple big girls who can play basketball, and you know, if it's fine to be big, but if they can't play, that's another thing. So if we can get a couple of big girls and begin to develop a winning season so that kids will want to come here, that'll make the recruiting that much easier. I would say that if a coach comes in next year, within about 3 years, we will be competing with Kempe, because she will have the time to push the program a little bit. No, I will not be coaching next year.
That's a look at 91 Sports for this half hour. We'll have more sports in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Bonner reporting. Now here's Adam Evans with the top stories of the hour.
An Iowa man accused of killing three persons during a cross-country trip is scheduled to take the stand again today. 30-year-old Ronald Lanper has implicated the prime witness against him in a connection with the slayings, but authorities say Lanper tried to arrange for the slaying of the witness, 32-year-old Ann Gifford, before the trial began. 16-year-old Brenda Spencer may enter a plea today in adult court where she faces trial for the slaying of two men and wounding of eight students last January 29th. Ms. Spencer allegedly began a cyber attack on the Cleveland Elementary School across the street from her home and surrendered to police 6 hours later. The Los Angeles Board of Education has voted to cut back the number of students in its mandatory busing program because of the low participation of white students in some schools. The board voted Monday to end the program at 11 schools, nearly 7 hours of debate. After nearly 7 hours of debate on the proposed changes of the plan, we'll have more news as 91 News continues.
Out of the 91 News files, from A to Z, under too much gas. California gas consumption was a record 11.9 billion gallons in 1978, setting records in each month of the year, says State Board of Equalization. The report Thursday said the year's total rose 4.7% from 1977 and more than 30% from 1970. It said December was the 6th billion gallon plus month since August of 1977, when usage exceeded a billion gallons in the state. And this word from Zurich, oil company sources say gasoline prices will reach a record $2.45 a gallon in Zurich soon. In Paris, gasoline already costs $2.50 a gallon for a premium. Esso in Switzerland announced yesterday a 9-cent a gallon increase effective today, and other brands are expected to follow. In Frankfurt, West Germany, the price is $1.84 a gallon. In London, a gallon cost $1.33, and in Moscow, $1.13. That's from A to Z under too much gas.
Cataract is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and blindness in this country, affecting nearly a million more people every year. Cataract is a cloudiness in the lens of the eye which interferes with vision. Although most kinds of cataract cannot be prevented, sight loss from this disease can usually be restored through surgery. Cataract surgery is one of the most successful operations performed today. That's right, from 90 to 95% of all cataract operations are successful. Yet, this operation is often needlessly feared. Cataract surgery is an opportunity to regain lost sight. It is safe, painless, and usually requires only a brief stay in the hospital. And surgery is the only scientifically proven method of treating cataract. An informative booklet, Cataract, Focus on Research, has been prepared by the National Institutes of Health and is available free to the public. For your copy, write to Radio, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland, 20014.
Out of the 91 News files.
from A to Z under whenever you want to. A Brigham Young sociology professor who studied the dates of many people's death says that he has found nearly half the people in this sample died within 3 months after their birthday. Dr. Philip W. Coon said that less than 10% died in the 3 months prior to their birthday. This indicates that we may have more control over when we die than has been thought in the past, and that death may be more of a subconscious or conscious desire than simply the grim reaper stopping for a visit. And this word from Mr. and Mrs. Leonard Small, who say they have a weather stone hanging in their backyard, which they say is the perfect weather indicator. The stone, 12 inches in diameter, hangs from a chain, has become a perfect conversation topic. A dry stone means that it is not raining. A wet stone means that it is raining. A shadow under the stone means the sun is shining. If the stone is swinging, a strong wind blowing. If the stone jumps up and down, it means there's an earthquake. And if ever it is white on top of the stone, believe it or not, it is snowing. That's from A to Z under whenever you want to.
Tim Tomastic is at the editor's desk. Rusty Scherer is engineering. I'm Bev Sassenberry. Topping the national news at this hour, Sanjay Gandhi, son of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and a major power during her emergency rule, was sentenced today to 2 years in jail for destroying an anti-government film. He could have received a 10-year term. A commuter plane low on fuel and without lights, radio, or navigational gear in a dense cloud cover landed safely at the Albany, New York airport last night, guided to a landing by a second plane using flashlight signals. Thousands of dancers cavorted in the streets of Rio de Janeiro overnight in the celebrations of Carnival or Mardi Gras, literally Fat Tuesday, the last day before the austere sacrifice of the 40 days of religious observance of Lent. New Orleans, traditional site of the most spectacular Mardi Gras celebration in the United States, is celebrating despite a police strike that forced cancellation of downtown parades. There have been 700 arrests since Friday. We'll take an in-depth look at these and other national news when 91 News continues.
As a public service, we present some simple ways to let crime move into your neighborhood.
Hey, Frank. Hiya. I just wanted to tell you, while you were out, a TV repairman came and picked up your set.
What's the matter with it?
There's nothing wrong with my TV.
Good heavens, Frank. You mean you've been robbed?
Not my brand-new $500 color TV.
Jim, it's been over an hour now, and that strange man's still parked outside. Jim?
What do you care? He's not in front of our house, so mind your own business.
If more neighbors watched out for each other, fewer people would become victims of crime. If you notice something suspicious going on in your neighborhood, don't ignore it. Report it. For a free booklet on neighborhood crime prevention, call toll-free 800-952-5558. That's 800-952-5558. Good neighbors protect each other, so call today. Don't be a pigeon. The proceeding was a public service announcement of this station and the California Crime Resistance Task Force.
Prices were pushed broadly lower in active trading at the New York Stock Exchange amid a buildup of bad news concerning the oil shortage. Dow Industrials dropped significantly as declines led advances 9-2. Traders expressed concern about the long-range effects of higher oil prices and wondered if there's any end in sight. Kuwait today announced an increase of more than 9%. Other Persian Gulf oil producers have announced increases from 5-7%. But Kuwait's decision is particularly worrisome because Kuwait is the largest producer to announce an increase. All the increases are attributed to shortages caused by the cutoff Iranian oil. Wall Streeters noted that today's news of additional oil price hikes sent the dollar lower on European money markets. White House sources say President Carter wants congressional authority to order coupon-type gasoline rationing, along with three less stringent mandatory conservation measures for use in severe energy emergencies.
Sources say the standby measures include weekend service station closings. The standby authority reportedly would be exercised only in the event of a serious crisis of energy, and the current shortages caused by the loss of Iranian oil are not believed to be severe enough to prompt such measures. Voters go to the polls today in Chicago and Cleveland. Chicago Mayor Michael Bilandic and the regular Democratic organization, the last of the big city political machines, are being challenged by a former organization worker, Jane Byrne. Some voter surveys say Mrs. Byrne has a fighting chance to win the Democratic mayoral primary. Clevelanders are casting ballots on two separate financial issues, whether to raise the city income tax and whether to sell their municipal light system. Embattled Mayor Dennis Kucinich supported the tax hike, but strongly opposes the proposed light system sale. Local surveys say he should win the day on both issues. Iran's Deputy Premier for Revolutionary Affairs also says Iranians will soon be giving a choice between an Islamic Republic or a return to a monarchy. He says a national referendum will be held in a matter of weeks or sooner. Radio Tehran reports the arrest in Pakistan of an Iranian general and 28 members of the Shah's Savak secret police who had fled Iran after the revolution. The former commander of some provincial police reportedly was arrested and returned to Iran for trial. He's expected to be charged with murder, looting, arson, and bribery. In Cleveland, Tennessee, a fire possibly originating in a kerosene-type heater destroyed a four-room frame house, killing five persons and injuring a fireman. A city arson investigator said a fireman was injured when he fell through a floor of the flaming structure. Anyone interested in buying a castle? Paula Chambers has that national story.
Brick Tillman Castle, built last century within view of the Colorado Rockies by the great uncle of the Red Baron of World War I, can be yours for a mere $500,000. Baron Walter von Richthofen, a charming failure, had the castle built in 1887. It has been for sale since August. Real estate agent Denise Reek said, "I get 15 calls a week on the castle." She said the asking price was $535,000. Reek said, "We've had two contracts on it, but they both turned out to be flakes." The sandstone and limestone castle has 21 rooms, including 8 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms, 6 fireplaces, some 150 trees, a creek, and roving deer and antelope add to the rustic touch of the 320-acre grounds. Construction of the castle was only one of several ventures undertaken by the unlucky von Richthofen, who came to Colorado from Germany in the early 1870s and failed miserably at his attempt to raise cattle. He returned to Germany in 1875 and sailed back to America after his first marriage went on the rocks. Two more projects dreamed up by the Baron, a park to cater to Denver's elite and an exclusive suburb complex, also failed. Von Richthofen died on May 8, 1898, and his wife sold the castle in 1904. Since then, it has gone through 5 owners and been declared a national and Colorado historic landmark. For 91 News, I'm Paula Chambers.
Highlighting the state news at this hour, the United Farm Workers plan a rally this afternoon in the Imperial Valley, led by union leader Cesar Chavez. Brenda Spencer is being arraigned late this afternoon on 2 counts of murder and 9 each of attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. She's accused in a San Diego schoolyard sniping incident. A Barstow High School youth is under arrest after he allegedly opened fire yesterday, wounding 3 of his classmates. A judge in San Francisco is pondering who will pay for the return to California from Delaware of 565 unclaimed bodies from the People's Temple murders. Details on all these and the California news coming up in just a moment at 91 News Continues.
KCPR is making Monday night the night to listen to the radio. Every Monday night at 9, KCPR presents An Hour With. An Hour With is 1 hour of uninterrupted music with your favorite group. Make Monday night your night to listen to the radio. Join KCPR and the Sheriff for An Hour With every Monday night right here on KCPR.
91 News reporter Missy Arnold talked to a Cal Poly student who spends his time as a shepherd.
A lot of responsibility goes along with being Cal Poly's shepherd. In charge of 200 sheep, Billy Stevens, an animal science senior, enjoys the challenge of such a big responsibility. Some of his duties include feeding, doctoring, irrigating, helping with the breeding program, and lambing. Lambing takes up the most time, but it is his favorite part, Billy said. During lambing season, which lasts from December through April, he gets up twice a night at 1:30 and again at 4 to check on the ewes and assist if necessary. So far this year, he has lambed out about 80 ewes. As a fringe benefit, he receives free room at the sheep unit plus salary. He lives in a 10 by 15 foot room with a shower and bathroom down the barn, one hot plate, and a coffee pot. Without a kitchen, where does he eat? I go to Arc 2 for breakfast and then wait for people to ask me over for dinner, Billy said. The job requires him to stay during vacations, weekends, and even during quarter breaks. I asked Billy, is the pay really that super?
The pay isn't that bad. It's a lot of responsibility, but I really enjoy working with the sheep and just being out here outside away from campus and really just working by myself. It's real rewarding to do something that you like and be fairly good at it, and I think I am.
Billy puts in a lot of hours, working about 5 hours a day. He shows some of the registered stock at different sales throughout the state. He simply likes sheep and what he's doing. This is Missy Arnold reporting for 91 News.
A public affairs presentation of KCPR, San Luis Obispo, the San Luis Sound.
In California news, homicide detectives questioned occupants of a South Central Los Angeles boarding home today in connection with the stabbing death of a man at the residence. Officers said James Randall was killed Monday during an argument at the Lane Board and Care Home. They said no suspect had been taken into custody. Raymond Vandegrift, a member of the Sacramento City and Los Rios Community College school boards, was convicted of perjury for claiming different addresses so he could qualify for political office. Vandegrift, convicted of 6 felony counts, will lose his seats. He will be sentenced March 29th by Superior Court Judge Michael Verga. Testimony showed that he never owned or lived in either of the residences claimed in his voter registration cards. Vandegrift apparently sent threatening letters to owners and tenants of the places he claimed as residences, warning them not to become involved in the case. The Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors okayed another $900,000 for the new county jail. The jail, now under construction and expected to be completed next fall, was estimated in 1976 to cost $20 million. With the increases to date, the new estimate is $23.6 million. The board approved the additional funds after the county staff explained that the inflation increases were predicted too low and that there have been costly unforeseen delays and some additional cost resulting from failures to get competitive bidding. University of California officials have identified 24 of the 35 high-level administrative positions which Berkeley Chancellor Albert Bowker said earlier would be eliminated in a budget cut. However, they refused to identify the remaining 11 positions on grounds that the individuals holding them have not yet left and that identifying them would adversely affect their opportunities to get other jobs. Of those positions identified, the administration released the names of only 9 persons, 5 who are retiring and 4 others who are being transferred to other positions within the university at no cut in pay. An out-of-control car smashed into a light pole in Linwood today, killing the driver and her passenger. Sheriff's Department accident investigators said the car came to a halt in front of Stops Restaurant on Century Boulevard, causing minor damage to the establishment. The passenger was ejected from the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators said the driver was pronounced dead at St. Francis Hospital in Linwood. The identities of the women were not released pending notification of next of kin. Sexism is being talked about in regards to just about everything. With a look at sexism in Social Security, here's Bruce Tokars.
Women are shortchanged in an archaic, sexist Social Security system. That's the view of many women's groups who recently told the federal panel that the system will remain institutionalized sexism at its worst until income taxes are poured into the system and women are given pension credits for housework. Marilyn Power, professor of economics at the University of California, Santa Cruz, explains.
Social Security system has institutionalized the assumption that women are economically dependent on their husbands, and that the correct way to do things is to have women supported through their husbands. This is sexist. It's also no longer workable, given the changes in society that has been happening and the breakdown of marriage, the increased divorce rate.
The UC expert on women and work says women have been penalized for motherhood and the economic value of work in the home has been ignored, a situation that must begin to change if women are to truly be treated as equals in society. From the University of California, this is Bruce Tokars reporting.
Mostly fair skies with invariable low clouds late tonight and Wednesday is the predicted forecast for today. Temperatures are expected to climb to the 60s today and drop into the chilly 30s tonight. Thermometers in the San Luis Obispo area currently read Paso Robles, 45 degrees, Atascadero, 47 degrees, Arroyo Grande, 57 degrees, Santa Maria, 69 degrees, and San Luis Obispo, 68 degrees. KCPR will return with more Newsday reports when 91 News continues.
What's the difference between a generic drug and one with a name brand? Well, according to the Food and Drug Administration, most of the difference is in the price. All drugs must meet the same federal standards for purity, safety, strength, and effectiveness, but generic drugs are usually cheaper. If you want to buy them, urge your doctor to prescribe generic drugs rather than brand name drugs. For more information, send for a free copy of the booklet, Generic Drugs, How Good Are They? Write the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
The California State Senate yesterday repealed provisions of a state litter tax that was to provide extra funding for environmental and recycling associations such as San Luis Obispo's own EcoSlow. According to Judy Neuhauser of EcoSlow, the act could eliminate funds for a $20,000 grant applied for by EcoSlow this year. Neuhauser said the funds were to be used for a new truck and other improvements. The lack of the grant will not injure EcoSlow, however, since the repealed tax was new this year. 91 News has found out some new developments in the Atascadero State Hospital sick-out that took place with state workers last month. Dave Curley has that story.
46 of the employees being punished by the head of Atascadero State Mental Hospital for staging a sick-out earlier this month are taking action. They say it wasn't fair for hospital administrator Dr. Samuel Yoki to punish them for staying off the job in protest over changes in prisoner lockup rules. The employees say they have every right to strike over unsafe working conditions, and they say that, among others, they'll take their dissatisfaction with Yoki's punitive measures to OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. For 91 News, this is Dave Curley.
No action was taken on a presentation by non-teaching employees at Cuesta College requesting salary increases. The workers are asking for a 9.6% pay increase along with improvements in vacation, health care, and other fringe benefits. The board, which met last night at 8 o'clock in the college's library and administration building, will state their position at another public hearing on March 12th. A preliminary injunction has been issued against American Indians at Point Conception. Kevin Riggs has the story.
A preliminary injunction issued against a group of American Indians prohibits them from occupying dwellings near the site of a proposed liquefied natural gas terminal at Point Conception. But Santa Barbara Superior Court Judge Bruce Dodds made a new ruling yesterday on what access to the land should be granted to the Indians for religious purposes. The judge says he'll decide that issue by Thursday. The injunction was sought by Western LNG Terminal Associates, which plans to build the terminal. The Indians consider that area sacred. This is Kevin Riggs reporting for 91 News.
Mayor candidate Charles Andrews spoke to reporter Leslie Bensaka about finances and San Luis Obispo.
Charles Andrews, Cal Poly accounting professor and candidate for San Luis Obispo mayor, says his knowledge of business can be beneficial to the city. He explained how his financial background can aid the city.
Coming into a period of scarce resources, and we cannot expect to be able to spend all the money that we want to spend. So being able to establish some priorities as to how our money is going to be very important. I've looked at city budgets in many different areas of the country, and I think that's a unique thing that the North Canada has to offer.
Andrews and the other three mayor candidates will come up for election 1 week from today. This is Leslie Pinsacki reporting for 91 News.
A national organization of university music composers has chosen a composition by a Cal Poly faculty member for its annual conference. Laudate Pure, which means give praise, was written by John Russell of Poly's music department. It will be performed at the 1979 National Conference of the American Society of University Composers. The conference is being held at the University of California at San Diego from February 28th until March 4th. Other compositions will be featured by members of Cornell, New York, and Yale universities and the University of Southern California. The current United States Fusion Program and a discussion of its research will be the topic of a lecture presented by Cal Poly Electric Power Institute as part of its series on power systems. The free presentation will be in room 140 of the Engineering East Building. A.C. Smith, Jr. of Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Mechanical and Nuclear Engineering Department is expected to describe ongoing reactor studies and how fusion researchers propose to use each alternative energy resource. Brother and sister Ronald Ratcliffe and Rebecca Brooks will give a piano and violin recital at 8:15 Friday evening in the Cal Poly Theater. Ratcliffe, a music professor at Cal Poly, will play the forte piano, a modern copy of a Viennese classic piano of the type used by Mozart. The concert will include music by Bach, Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven, pieces which are appropriate to the early piano. The public is invited to attend at no charge. VITA, the Volunteer Tax Assistance Program, will offer free help.